Anxiety, Self-Help by Dr. Balan. What can you do on your own to manage anxiety? Managing anxiety is a gradual process, and whatever method you try, give it time and be patient. What works for one person may not work for another. So try out different techniques, Maniks, to see what works for you. If your anxiety persists despite using self-help measures, or if it is severe and significantly impacts your daily life, consider seeking professional help from a psychiatrist or clinical psychologist. Here are some things you could safely try to manage anxiety. Deep breathing exercises. Practice deep breathing to calm your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat several times. Mindfulness and meditation. Engage in mindfulness or meditation techniques to ground yourself in the present moment. Focus on your breath or observe your surroundings without judgment. Progressive muscle relaxation. Tense and then relax each muscle group in your body, starting from your toes and working your way up to your head. This technique helps release physical tension. Challenge negative thoughts. Identify and challenge negative or irrational thoughts that may be fueling your anxiety. Ask yourself if there is evidence to support these thoughts or if there are alternative perspectives. Physical activity. Engage in regular physical activity, such as walking, jogging, yoga, or dancing. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters and stress reducers. Healthy lifestyle choices. Maintain a balanced diet, get enough sleep, and limit consumption of caffeine and alcohol, as they can exacerbate anxiety symptoms. Seek support. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or mental health professional about your feelings. Sharing your concerns can provide relief and perspective. Set realistic goals. Break tasks into smaller, manageable steps and set realistic goals for yourself. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. Limit exposure to stressors. Identify sources of stress in your life and take steps to minimize or avoid them when possible. This might involve setting boundaries, saying no to additional commitments, or delegating tasks. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and recognize that it's okay to feel anxious at times. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer to a friend in a similar situation. Note that the above methods mentioned are just brief pointers. Discuss with a professional for more details of the techniques you should be using. FAQs on managing anxiety on your own. 1. Can anxiety be managed without professional help? Yes, mild to moderate anxiety can often be managed with self-help strategies such as relaxation techniques, lifestyle changes, and building healthy coping habits. However, professional help is recommended if symptoms persist or become severe. 2. What are the most effective self-help techniques for anxiety? Common effective techniques include deep breathing exercises, mindfulness and meditation, progressive muscle relaxation, regular physical activity, and challenging negative thought patterns. 3. How does exercise help reduce anxiety? Physical activity releases endorphins, which improve mood and reduce stress. It also helps regulate sleep, decrease muscle tension, and improve overall mental well-being. 4. Can lifestyle habits affect anxiety levels? Yes. Poor sleep, high caffeine intake, unhealthy diet, and lack of routine can worsen anxiety. Maintaining a balanced lifestyle with proper sleep, nutrition, and reduced stimulants can significantly improve symptoms. 5. Why is it important to challenge negative thoughts? Negative or irrational thoughts often fuel anxiety. Learning to question and reframe these thoughts helps reduce fear, improve perspective, and build emotional resilience. 6. When should I seek professional help for anxiety? You should seek help if anxiety is persistent, overwhelming, or interfering with daily life, relationships, or work. A psychiatrist or clinical psychologist can provide structured treatment and guidance. Further reading: panic disorder, recognizing depressive disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. How does psychotherapy work? Physical symptoms of anxiety, postpartum psychiatric disorder, thyroid and psychiatric disorder, psychological symptoms of anxiety.